KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy, breezy, and 42 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy today with a chance of light rain, a high of 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In state news, the Iowa Department of Public Health reports the number of flu deaths in Iowa continues to increase. Deputy State Epidemiologist Ann Garvey said six new deaths were reported in the last week.
This year we've had 20 deaths total. One was unfortunately in a child, and it's just an unfortunate reminder that Iowans need to be taking steps to prevent themselves from becoming ill.
The child's name and where they were from was not released. Iowa's flu season started at the end of September, and as of March 2nd, at least 25 Iowa schools reported at least 10% of their student body was absent because of the flu. Dr. Garvey said you can take one big step to keep yourself from getting the flu.
The most important thing that people can do is to get vaccinated. If you've not been vaccinated yet, you still should get vaccinated. It's not too late.
Dr. Garvey says the warm-up and melting snow is not an indication that the flu season it's coming to an end.
We don't know yet how much longer the flu season will last, but certainly our surveillance indicators are telling us that activity is continuing and it's increasing.
There were 270 flu deaths in the last flu season, but Dr. Garvey says it's tough to make a comparison this year until the season is finally done.
When we compare the numbers of deaths reported at the end of the season last year to this year, we are down quite a bit. It was a very severe season last year. But again, that said, we're right in the midst of things, and so we can't draw too many conclusions based on where we stand at this point.
And you might think you can escape the flu by heading out of state for spring break, but Garvey says that's not the case.
Especially if you're going to be in close confined spaces like airplanes or other modes of travel, that might increase your risk of getting flu. It's especially important to get vaccinated. So even if you're going to go to a warmer part of the country or even outside of the U.S., it's extremely important that you're getting your vaccine.
She says another key thing to remember is if you get the flu, keep it to yourself.
If you're sick, we would really like you to stay home. Washing hands is really important. We're having diarrhea illness right now as well, and hand washing is one of the best things you can do to prevent that illness. And then just covering coughs and sneezes. There are other respiratory viruses circulating right now in addition to flu, and so taking those steps to cover coughs and sneezes are an important way to cut down on transmitting all respiratory viruses.
She says you should also not take that spring break trip if you're sick, as you risk spreading the flu to a lot of other people. The Iowa House has passed a bill that would prohibit a judge from overriding a parent's wishes and ordering the withdrawal of life support from a child under the age of 18. Court records could intervene if there's conclusive medical evidence the child's brain, heart, and lungs are only functioning because of mechanical support. Representative Ashley Hinson, a Republican from Marion, says parents and not the courts should make these decisions.
Children are not supposed to die, but that end-of-life care for children is something that parents must handle. This bill, House File 594, clarifies that the court shall not override a parent's or guardian's interest when it comes to removing life support for their child, unless it is proven that that child is essentially dead.
The bill had support of 51 Republicans and 7 Democrats in the House. Representative Mark Smith, a Democrat from Marshalltown, voted no. He says the legislation sets up a scenario where a court couldn't intervene if a child's parents disagree.
This is a terrible piece of legislation. It is too bad that we are debating it tonight when we are close on the philosophical issues and could have drafted a bill that would have had a vast majority of the representatives supporting it.
The legislation was drafted in response to a high-profile case in Britain. Last April, a British court ordered 23-month-old Alfie Evans, who had a degenerative brain condition, taking off life support over the objections of his parents. In area news, Red Oak police have arrested a woman on felony charges. 25-year-old Ashley Dawn Eden of Red Oak was arrested Monday evening on 2 counts of forgery, both Class D felonies. Eden was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 bond. Police in Glenwood report three arrests taken into custody Monday was 31-year-old Scott Jacobson of Council Bluffs for possession of a controlled substance and driving under suspension, and 37-year-old Christopher Nord of Glenwood was arrested on a Fremont County warrant Monday. His cash-only bond was set at $1,000. This past Saturday, 21-year-old Marcus Baumstark of Rapid City, South Dakota, was arrested in Glenwood for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of open container. He has since posted a bond and was released. Mills County Sheriff's Office reports three recent arrests. On Monday, 24-year-old Angela Marie Gould of Bellevue, Nebraska, was arrested Friday for possession of drug paraphernalia. On Sunday, 42-year-old Michael Raymond Carver of Glenwood was arrested on a warrant for harassment in the first degree. And at around 2:40 a.m. Monday, 24-year-old Tyler Albert Fowler of Council Bluffs was arrested in Mills County for driving under suspension and operating a non-registered vehicle. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County yesterday said a woman from Trainer was arrested Monday morning. A deputy responded just after midnight to a disturbance call and arrested 27-year-old Megan Ashley Marie Connor of Trainer for domestic abuse assault causing injury first offense. On Friday, Pott County jail inmate 37-year-old Maurice Bass Sr. was presented with a warrant for violation of probation. 38-year-old Seth Carmel of Omaha, who was visiting an inmate at the Pott County jail, was arrested Friday on a Nebraska warrant for fugitive from justice. A sheriff's deputy called to a residence in the 200 block of North Central Street Friday afternoon, arrested 43-year-old Kathy Gerhardt on a warrant for violation of probation. 48-year-old Kenneth Rutherford of Council Bluffs, who was being held in the Omaha Correctional Center, was transferred Friday to the Pott County Jail, where he was wanted on a warrant for driving while barred and on a hold for another facility. 37-year-old Trinidad Baradas Melandras of Omaha was also transported from the Omaha Correctional Center to the Pott County Jail Friday to address a warrant for indecent contact with a child and to be held for another facility. Friday morning, 28-year-old Anthony Robinson Jr. turned himself into the Pott County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for violation of probation. 38-year-old Michael Ueda of Missouri Valley was transported to the Pott County Jail Friday by Harrison County deputies. He was wanted on a warrant for contempt of court. And 31-year-old Crystal Donovan of Omaha was transported from the Douglas County Jail to Pott County on Friday to address a warrant for violation of probation. The Union County Sheriff's Office has one arrest and one injury accident occurred last week. On Friday, 42-year-old Timothy Allen Hansen of Ottumwa was arrested on a warrant for violation of pretrial release. His bond at the Union County Jail was set at $100,000. And a rollover accident Thursday evening resulted in the driver of a pickup ending up in the hospital to be checked out. 17-year-old Emma Knotts of Lenox was traveling on Highway 34 and was attempting to pass another vehicle when her pickup went out of control and rolled into a ditch. She was not wearing a seatbelt. Knotts was transported to the hospital by her parents for complaints of unknown possible injuries. No citations were issued. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.